Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. Tonight's topic is going to be prolotherapy for the shoulder. So first I want to introduce myself. I am Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me here because right now I'm at the studio at WABC. So you can reach me at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can reach me after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you could check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. Or you could even look at my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So tonight's topic is, as I said, prolotherapy for the shoulder. And so before talking about the shoulder, we'll talk a little bit about prolotherapy and what prolotherapy is and how it works. And prolotherapy has been around a while. Prolotherapy has been around since the 40s, though it's really been gaining popularity over the last 10 to 15 years. And the reason it's gaining popularity is because it works. And the other reason it's gaining popularity is because a lot of the conventional treatments don't work. And we'll talk a little bit about the conventional treatments, but really hone in and focus on prolotherapy. So what is prolotherapy? Prolotherapy is a treatment for musculoskeletal conditions. And when I say musculoskeletal conditions, I mean tendon injuries, ligament injuries, arthritic conditions. And prolotherapy works by regenerating tissue. And the way prolotherapy regenerates tissue is by using a solution. In this case, the most common use is a dextrose solution around the ligaments and tendons that creates a mild irritation. And as part of the body's response to that irritation, the body reacts by growing stronger tissue. And when the body grows stronger tissue, the ligament and tendon strengthen. And so that reduces the pain that the ligament and tendon are causing. And when that happens, the tissue is getting stronger, and so it helps short-term reducing the pain because a lot of the pain comes from the ligaments and tendons, and it helps long-term by strengthening the tissue, so it leads to long-term healing. So I'll contrast that with a very conventional treatment called the steroid injection into a joint or around a tendon. And what that steroid injection does is it reduces inflammation and it reduces pain. But unfortunately, it reduces pain for only a short period of time in many cases. Many cases, let's say you have an arthritic joint and get a steroid injection, you're not fixing the joint, you're just reducing the pain source. And so the degenerative process goes on. In fact, there are some who say that the steroid itself promotes further degeneration. It causes wear and tear of the tissue. That's why you're limited in the number of steroid injections you can get in any one area. So if you're limited, if a certain number of steroid injections can cause harm, well, there's a possibility that even one steroid injection can cause harm. And part of that harm is it wears away at the tissue. So you really want to avoid a steroid injection if you can. Another conventional treatment is arthroscopic surgery, let's say for an arthritic joint, let's say arthritis in the shoulder, or you have arthritis in the knee joint. It might be manifest by a tear in the cartilage, in the shoulder. It might be a tear in the labrum, in the knee. It might be a tear in the meniscus. So what happens is you have wear and tear there, and that wear and tear of the tissue is causing pain. So what they do with the arthroscopic surgery is they scrape it and they clean it out. And so again, you're removing more tissue. So long term, that it's, again, it's going to help. It may help with the pain in the short term, but long term, that degenerative process is going to continue. So now let's contrast that with prolotherapy, where you're using a solution that actually builds tissue. So it's a total contrast to a steroid injection, which eats away at tissue. A prolotherapy procedure builds up tissue. So it's not just a quick fix, it's long-term healing. So prolotherapy is very good for both short-term pain and long-term healing. And what I'll highlight there, again, as I said, prolotherapy has been around since the 40s. And the reason it's gaining in popularity is because we see that it works. But and the other reason, part of why you may not have heard of it, though some have, because I've done several shows on it and more doctors are doing it. But part of the reason you may not have heard of it is because most of the doctors doing it over the years have been at community centers, community doctors in small office settings. But what's interesting is that as doctors are learning more about regenerative treatments, and they're seeing that prolotherapy is one of the best regenerative treatments and one of the original regenerative treatments, that prolotherapy is actually being done in more sophisticated settings like academic centers. So it's kind of gone the opposite route of a lot of treatments, which start at the academic center and then trickles out to the community. Prolotherapy has been much more of a grassroots type of situation where it starts off in the community, and then as doctors learn about it, even doctors at academic centers are doing it because it's so effective. And what's also great about prolotherapy is, again, it's been around a long time and there's a lot of research behind it. Well, for certain conditions, certain arthritic conditions, certain tendonitis conditions, there's actually level 1A research behind it, 1A evidence. What does that mean? It means that double-blind, randomized controlled studies have shown that prolotherapy is effective. And so prolotherapy is not just a fly-by-night kind of quick fix or just some hokum alternative medicine type thing. Prolotherapy works. And the reason it works is because it builds tissue, and that most conditions, most pain conditions, are because tissue is wearing out, thinning. So you have a tendonitis where the tendon is wearing away, and you have an arthritic joint where the joint capsule is wearing away. Well, prolotherapy strengthens the tendon. Prolotherapy strengthens the joint capsule, so you get long-term relief of your pain. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. Tonight I'm talking about prolotherapy for the shoulder. So if you'd like to call in, feel free to do so. You can reach me here at the studio and on top of Madison Square Garden at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. Or you can even check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I want to talk a little bit more about the shoulder now. So the shoulder is a very interesting joint because the shoulder really consists of two joints joined together, in a manner of speaking. The main joint that we know as the official shoulder joint is the glenohumeral joint, and that connects the shoulder blade, which is the scapula, and the humerus, which is the arm bone. And there's actually even like a small ball and socket, or a small socket for the humerus that fits into the glenoid, and that's where a lot of the shoulder motion occurs. But it's, as I said, a combined joint because there's another bone, a third bone, called the clavicle or collarbone, and that comes across and meets at the shoulder, and that connects with the shoulder blade or scapula at a joint called the acromioclavicular joint. The clavicular, that's obvious, that's the clavicle. The acromion is the big bone on top of the shoulder. So when you feel the top of your shoulder, you'll feel the acromion. That's what we know as the shoulder bone. And that meets the clavicle, and that provides additional rotational movement for the shoulder. And the shoulder has lots of ligaments, but what's very interesting about the shoulder is it is the most mobile joint in the body, and which is a good thing because that helps our arm move in space. So you want to reach forward for something, you move your arm forward, your shoulder will project forward. You want to reach to your right side, you reach out with your right shoulder. And if you want to reach something on your left side with your right shoulder, you reach across your body. The shoulder can go in all those motions. It can go behind you. It can go overhead for a great serve in tennis. And in all directions, it rotates. So the shoulder is the most mobile joint in the body. So that's a good thing in a way because that gives us all this mobility, but it's a challenge because we have to hold this shoulder joint in place. If we don't hold this shoulder joint in place, you get dislocation of the shoulder. The shoulder joint slips out of the humerus, the arm bone slips out of that socket, and that creates pain, and that can create a unstable situation, so it's hard to use your shoulder. So what holds these shoulder joints in place? It's the ligaments. The ligaments are the pieces of tissue that hold one bone to the next. So we need enough ligaments to maintain stability, but we also have to allow for mobility. So it's a big challenge biomechanically and architecturally to have both a joint shoulder, a stable shoulder joint, and one that provides enough mobility to get everything done that we need to get done with our arms. So the ligaments, there are some ligaments between the arm bone and the the scapula. Those are the glenohumeral ligaments. And there are some ligaments between that acromion on top of the shoulder blade, that big bone, the shoulder bone, and the collarbone. So we have acromioclavicular ligaments. But there are other bony structures, bony protuberances on the scapula that also connect to the humerus. So all these ligaments coming from all these different directions help hold the shoulder joint in place. And when those ligaments loosen, and that joint is not quite held in a stable configuration, that's when you get some laxity in the joint, and that's when you get strain on the joint, and that's where arthritis can kick in. There's another structure that I want you to know about before talking about how we treat the shoulder, and that's the rotator cuff. The rotator cuff are a group of four tendons, four muscle slips. Tendons are extensions of the muscle that connect to bone. And so four of them wrap around the arm bone in what looks like, if you looked at it from a structural standpoint, it looks like it's forming a cuff around the arm bone, around the humerus. And that is the rotator cuff. So those muscles are what provide the rotation of the shoulder, and they help the shoulder move up and down or abduction. So those four muscles form the cuff together, and that cuff, number one, helps hold the shoulder joint in place, but they work together with the ligaments to hold the shoulder joint in place. So what happens? Sometimes when the ligaments weaken, those rotator cuff muscles have to work harder to hold the shoulder joint in place. And when those muscles have to work harder, what happens when a muscle has to work harder than it is comfortable doing? Those tendons get strained, and that's how you get a rotator cuff strain. So the joint is a little unstable, not where it's falling out of place, but where those rotator cuff muscles have to work harder to hold the joint in place, and then those cuff muscles weaken and get strained, and they could possibly even tear, and that's a rotator cuff tear, if anyone is familiar with that. And I'll talk a little more about that as well. So basically, at the root of so many of these rotator cuff strains are weakening ligaments. So when you have a rotator cuff strain, it's important to strengthen those tendons because those tendons have weakened. And how do we strengthen those tendons? We strengthen them with prolotherapy. And when that rotator cuff is weakening, we also have to get what's underlying that weakening rotator cuff. And what is it? The weakening ligaments of the shoulder. So we have to strengthen the ligaments of the shoulder, and we have to strengthen the cuffs, the tendons of the rotator cuff. So that's how we treat a rotator cuff tendinitis. And that's also how we often can successfully treat a rotator cuff tear. If it's a full-blown tear, it might even lead to more severe arthritis, because then nothing is holding that shoulder in place. And then you have a very you can have a very arthritic joint. And again, by strengthening the ligaments, we're able to treat a lot of that pain that that arthritic joint is causing. So when those, so just to summarize, you have these weakening rotator, you have these weakening shoulder ligaments, and when those shoulder ligaments weaken, two things can happen. One is the rotator cuff can get strained, and two, arthritis in the shoulder can start to form. And the good news is, for both of those conditions, prolotherapy is a phenomenal treatment. And the reason it's a phenomenal treatment is because we strengthen the ligaments with the prolotherapy. That stabilizes the shoulder joints. We strengthen the tendons of the rotator cuff. And so that strengthens the shoulder itself. And also, because we've strengthened the ligaments, the conditions that led to the weakening of the rotator cuff in the first place are improved. So what I want to impress on you is, if you have shoulder pain from any of these types of conditions, I want to be able to help you. And the way I can help you is by treating you with prolotherapy. So I encourage you to call in. You could call into the show, but definitely call the office if you're having any shoulder pain, and allow the prolotherapy to strengthen your joint, strengthen your tendons, and strengthen your ligaments. And by doing that, you're going to reduce and eliminate a lot of your shoulder pain. And what's great is you're not just reducing it for the short term, but you're reducing it for the long term, because you're strengthening the tissue. And occasionally, if you have an arthritic joint, that might need a tune-up, in the sense of an occasional repeat treatment. But many times, with a few treatments, anywhere from 2 to 6 treatments, we're able to dramatically strengthen the rotator cuff and the ligaments of the shoulder, and thus overall improve the pain. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center. I'm right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me here at the studio at 800, and that's right at WABC on top of Madison Square Garden, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can reach me at my office after the show at 201-882-1500. Or you can reach me at njprolo.com. That's my website, where I have a great article on the shoulder, njprolo.com. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So right now I have a caller, and actually I recognize this caller because they're telling me he's a patient of mine, Ed from New Jersey. Ed, you're on the air.
Good evening, doctor. How are you?
Good. So, Ed, tell me about what treatment you've had for your shoulder, and how prolotherapy may have helped you.
Well, I was seriously considering surgery at one point, and then I heard your program, and it was probably this very program that we're on right now. And I said, you know what, before I let anyone cut me, I'm going to go and see this particular doctor, yourself. And so I went for my right shoulder, which I had 3 small tears on, and we did therapy, and it worked really well. And then I realized my left shoulder, which had 3 small tears, felt worse than the right shoulder. So we did that, and then after we had that treatment, the other shoulder I felt needed more treatment. So long story short, we've done 3 treatments on my right shoulder and 2 on my left shoulder.
How are they doing? How are your shoulders doing yet?
They're doing fantastic, doctor. They really are. And there's little or no pain. You know, it's probably 95% better on my right shoulder and 100% better on my left shoulder.
Well, that's great. And are you active? Are you using your shoulder, or are you totally resting them?
No, I use them. I work out at least 3 days a week. That brings me to a point. At one point, I used to be able to pump out push-ups, and I had to stop. And now I'm back doing reps of 25 to 30 push-ups, and as well as weights and stuff. So I'm delighted with the treatment. There's no doubt about it.
That's great. And I know we're talking about the shoulder, Ed, but you've had some other treatment as well.
I have indeed. I had three treatments on my left knee. And at one point, I had stopped in and I met with a couple surgeons, knee surgeons, and they said that I possibly would be needing a knee replacement down the road. They said, it could be 2 years, it could be 10 years, but I would need it. Now, it's really, really good. There's no problem. I'm able to ride my bike. I have a Stairmaster, and I have no pain. And recently, doctor, as you're aware, we just started working on my elbows as well, and I've had two treatments each on both elbows, and it's been fantastic. Great relief. The pain is down probably 90 to 95% on my right and about 95% on my left. So I'm very, very happy with the treatment.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, Ed, and what I'm really glad is that you shared this story so other people can benefit from prolotherapy. So I appreciate you willing to give your time like that to call in like this. So, Ed, keep it up and keep up the good work. And I hope we can keep you active for many, many years. So I look forward to helping you achieve that.
Great. Thanks very much, doctor.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Ed. So, again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, you can reach me live at the WABC studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call after the show at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or check out my website, njprolo.com, or my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. I want to take another couple of calls here. I have David calling from New Jersey. David?
Yes, Dr. Slayton, thank you for taking my call. I'm actually calling on behalf of my father. He recently received a shingles vaccine, and we suspect that the administration of the vaccine was done in such a way that it may have injured the shoulder. It could be serva. We're not exactly sure just yet, but his mobility, his range of motion is very limited in certain directions, and we've explored online to see what possible treatments could be used, certainly anti-inflammatories and things like this, kind of what you were talking earlier about trying to address the pain really doesn't solve the problem. So I'm just wondering if prolotherapy would actually be applicable in that case where the injury is not musculoskeletal per se, but might be induced by, in effect, the poor administration of a vaccine.
Well, so vaccines may have that kind of complication, but one of the things that we'd look at first is to see if he may have had something brewing in the shoulder, some underlying arthritis or tendonitis that got exacerbated by the injection, in which case prolotherapy would be an effective treatment. And the other kinds of treatment that we'd look at would be, I also do these nerve treatments as well, that if there was a nerve reaction to the injection, there are other treatments that I perform that I talk about on some other shows that would also be very helpful. And lastly, it may have precipitated. Anytime there's an injection in the shoulder area, you can get a condition called a frozen shoulder. And frozen shoulder, I do treat with prolotherapy, but I also do a treatment where I have ultrasound in my office, which helps me both with diagnosis and it helps me with treatment. And one of the ways I use it for treatment is I see the shoulder capsule and basically fill it with fluid and some numbing medicine, and that basically breaks up some of that tightness in the capsule that helps him regain his range of motion. So I'm confident that one of those treatments would be potentially helpful for him, and we would just have to assess the situation and see which he is a good candidate for.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
And David, if you give your number to my call screener, I could talk to you more about this after the show. Okay. So I also, again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And I have on the line, I have Bob, who's calling from his car.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My question is, I tend to sleep on my side, and I take my arm and I put it up underneath my pillow and head, and the shoulder is sore. I know I shouldn't do it, but I enjoy sleeping on my side. I'm wondering if prolotherapy would help to strengthen that shoulder so that so it lessens the pain.
So the first thing to do in that situation, Bob, is to is for me to take a look at your shoulder and see what's causing the pain. And have you seen anyone else about this so far?
No, I have not.
And how long has it been going on like this?
I've noticed it for about 2 years, but I always tended to think it's because of the way I sleep. I have full range of motion in my shoulder. The arm moves every direction. The mobility is not an issue, but I do have pain and stiffness in the morning when I wake up from it.
So the top two things I think about with that kind of pain is arthritic pain that may be occurring where overnight that gets stiff, and so the joint is very stiff in the morning. And then the other thing I think about is a tendinitis where the tendon tightens up overnight. Or you're putting on stretch in the position that you're in. So we look at that in the office with a good thorough exam and with ultrasound of your shoulder to see if we can discern a tear or arthritic changes in the joint. And if necessary, we get x-rays and or MRI to see what's going on with the shoulder. But, there's definitely a good chance that if it's one of those first two things I mentioned, that it would respond very well to prolotherapy. So anyway, I'll talk to you about it more after the show, Bob, because right now I have just 1 minute left, so I want to just sum up the show here, that basically prolotherapy is such a great treatment for tendons and ligaments, and it is an excellent treatment for arthritic joints as well. And for the shoulder, the underlying pathology in a lot of the shoulder problems is an arthritic joint and lax ligaments. And by strengthening the ligaments, that strengthens, that reduces the pain and strengthens the capsule. And by strengthening the tendons for rotator cuff tendon, it's very invaluable for a rotator cuff tendinitis. So again, it's Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could call, I could speak to you after the show, 800-848-WABC. And there's someone who I'm going to be calling in just a minute, speaking to in just a minute. And you can also check out my website, njprolo.com, or my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. But tune in next week when we talk about the thyroid, change of gears, but how optimizing your thyroid can optimize your health.